It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Vidbian. As the country went to the polls yesterday amidst ballot paper shortages and polling station issues, economist Roland Brown stressed the vital connection between politics and policy in shaping the nation's investment climate, economic growth, and job creation. Brown pointed out that while the elections could bring a political shift after 34 years, the mature handling of the process so far remains encouraging.
Should there be any kind of election violence or anything of that nature, which we see as extremely unlikely, but it's ever possible, then obviously that would have a lot more significant implications. We don't really think that's a big concern at the moment. But with any kind of change, there would be some uncertainty. Uncertainty is never a particularly good thing. But at the same time, I think what we see is encouraging at the moment. I don't think that there's too much to worry about.
Still on elections, Tumelo Mokoena, representing the Africa Center for Governance as an international observer, highlighted that the elections started promptly despite a few polling stations running out of ballot papers.
We picked a few, quite a number that were opened a bit late because of some technical glitches. But overall, the opening was done in timely, and there were already people that were queuing outside polling stations, quite numbers. And we observed that the process is quicker, even though the queues are also very long.
To South Africa now, where the Basic Education Minister, Sibuwe Gwarube, says food safety is a priority at marking centres for the National Senior Certificate Examinations. Gwarube told the media following recent foodborne illnesses linked to pesticides, schools have been advised to stop using harmful chemicals. She also instructed schools to only allow compliant food vendors on their premises to protect learners and staff from potential health hazards.
Online workshops on food handling protocols have been conducted for examination managers, marking centre managers, and school principals to prevent any contamination. Ensuring clean and continuous water supply and adequate hydration in high temperature areas is also integral in our preparation.
Continentally, Reuters says residents of Mali's northern town of Tinzawaten, previously caught in a violent July clash between Tuareg rebels and the army supported by Russian mercenaries, are now grappling with disease outbreaks and escalating drone strikes. With Tuareg rebels controlling the town, security checkpoints are obstructing the delivery of vital supplies such as bed nets and medications needed to address malaria and diphtheria outbreaks. As a result, many have sought refuge in neighboring Algeria. Internationally, a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah has come into effect, potentially ending over a year of cross-border strikes and months of full-scale conflict that resulted in thousands of deaths. The 60-day truce lays the groundwork for a lasting peace, with Hezbollah fighters retreating 40 kilometers from the Israeli border and Israeli forces pulling back from Lebanese territory. Despite warnings from both the Israeli and Lebanese militaries, many displaced citizens from Lebanon are returning home. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.